This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Rocky Mountain Power has reduced its request to boost electricity rates for its Wyoming customers. Karen Snyder has details.
Rocky Mountain Power filed papers with the Wyoming Public Service Commission last week asking state regulators to approve an $80 million increase to its current rates. That's down from an increase of nearly $98 million that the company requested in November. The Casper Star Tribune reports that the company told regulators that changes in federal tax law, reduced power costs, and a cap on the costs companies can pass along to its customers are the reasons for the change. The state's Office of Consumer Advocates had urged the commission to reduce the rate request to just under $68 million. Rocky Mountain Power serves 134,000 customers in Wyoming. Reporting from Casper, I'm Karen Snyder.
Wyoming residents are reminded that Tuesday, May 31st, is the deadline to apply for limited quota elk, deer, and antelope licenses. Game and Fish spokesman Al Langston says to be included in the drawing, hunters must have their applications into the Game and Fish office in Cheyenne by 5 p.m. on May 31st, regardless of the postmark date.
Right now, we're only 2 weeks away from the deadline for people that want to put in for limited quota elk, deer, and antelope. It has to be in for people to become included in the drawing.
Langston says hunters should be aware that some areas have changes from previous years.
Wyoming Radio News.
I've always been a very active and healthy person, and then all of a sudden I couldn't use my left arm anymore. This went on for 2 years. Sometimes I didn't have the strength to lift up my daughter and hold her. It broke my heart.
Dawn's life changed after vascular surgery at Cheyenne Regional.
Today I'm at 100%, and I can do anything I want with my family. I'm so glad that I did it. It was the best thing I ever did in my life.
For more, go to crmcwy.org.